Control goals and methods. Measurements and control based on comparisons against targets or goals are needed to drive improvement in a process. Here we address control goals at both the aggregate and detail levels. Detail-level control processes should monitor operations capability, operation stability, and the degree of variance from goals. Aggregate-level control goals and methods. Important concepts related to establishing and maintaining control at an aggregate or strategic level include integrated performance measurement, the balanced scorecard, performance targets, and benchmarking. Integrated performance measurement. Operations needs to be aligned with strategic objectives, including its priorities related to the 5 generic performance objectives of speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, and cost. These are part of an integrated measurement model that expands to more detailed metrics at the functional and operations levels. It is important that there be a logical and consistent relationship between all levels. At the operational level, the frequency of measurement needs to be the highest to enable timely operational adjustments on a small scale to prevent needing larger corrections later. Balanced scorecard. At the operations level, the broad balanced scorecard categories of financial, customer, business process, and continuous improvement, or other customized categories, help guide selection of a balanced set of detailed performance measures for operations. These metrics should not conflict with each other and need to feed upward into tactical and strategic goals. This is accomplished by jointly establishing performance objectives. Operations professionals provide this input through their knowledge of operations and by exercising judgment on the following issues. Has our performance level been improving? Are we below average, average, or above average compared with our competitors? What do our customers expect? How fast can our organization improve in terms of realistic and stretch goals? How important is it for us to improve in this area? Is our goal in this area consistent with our competitive strategy? What are the costs and benefits of achieving perfection? Setting performance targets and tolerance limits. Exhibit 5-37 shows how organizations should set performance targets for operations goals with feasibility and market expectations in mind. Exhibit 5-37, setting target performance. It is important that performance targets be compared against actual performance to enable feedback, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the flow of information back into the control system so that actual performance can be compared with planned performance. When interpreting performance feedback, it is important to determine the cause of the variation. According to Juron's Quality Handbook, statistical variation or variation due to random causes happens more often than we think. A challenge that many organizations face is that they base their actions on the most recent data point instead of considering that this is one point in a larger picture. In order to make good decisions and improve processes, statistical variation must be taken into account. This can be done through the use of bell curves, histograms, or other similar tools. For each product, the organization must specify the desired average and the tolerance limits above and below the desired average. While all processes have variation, processes that are said to be in control will have a small amount of variation, while those that are said to be out of control will have a large amount of variation. Organizations have different acceptable and unacceptable ranges. Terms associated with the concept of tolerance are defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Tolerance, allowable departure from a nominal value established by design engineers that is deemed acceptable for the functioning of the good or service over its life cycle. Tolerance limits. 1. The upper and lower extreme values permitted by the tolerance. 2. In work measurement, the limits between which a specified operation time value or other work unit will be expected to vary, also known as specification limits. Lower specification limit, LSL. In statistical process control, charting the line that defines the minimum acceptable level of random output. Upper specification limit, USL. In statistical process control, the line that defines the maximum acceptable level of random output. Exhibit 5-38 shows 2 bell curves, one tall and narrow, and one short and wide. The lower and upper specification limits are called out. These indicate the cutoff points that the organization has deemed tolerable for a process. Exhibit 5-38, acceptable tolerance. As you can see by the exhibit, both bell curves show variation. The short and wide bell curve has a lot of unacceptable variation outside of the limits, and this translates to rework and scrap and consequently many schedule issues. The tall and narrow bell curve also has variation. However, the mean average result is more common, as shown by the height of the curve. The narrowness of the curve also shows that the variation extremes are less common. In this curve, all or the vast majority of results are within specifications. A tiny percentage of outliers could exist on each end of the bell curve. The point of this distinction is that control efforts need to focus first on systems that have too much variability rather than thinking that all variability can or should be controlled. If variability can be controlled within specification limits and more improvement is desired, the specification limits can then be tightened. Benchmarking for external feedback. There are many internal and inward-focused control tools that examine and evaluate processes from inside the organization. However, internal information can reveal only internal trends for improvement. External benchmarking is also needed as a reality check. Two of the most common external feedback sources are customers and competitors. Customers can indicate whether lead times are acceptable. Competitors or industry analysis can show whether others are achieving similar efficiencies or vast improvements are possible and necessary. Operational capability. Within MRP-based production activity control, PAC, operations has the responsibility to collect and report accurate and timely data back to the work centers and to the larger organization. Exhibit 5-39 summarizes four of the more common key performance measurement reports at the work center level. These reports are meant to be displayed on the shop floor. The purpose of these reports is to prompt immediate action to correct problems identified during continuous data collection and analysis. Information from the overall equipment effectiveness report may point to a need for adjustments to facilities and/or throughput. Deployment issues related to facilities changes include the following. Consistency with operations performance objectives. Does the facility have the capacity to support the organization's performance objectives? Number and size of facilities. When deciding on the appropriate number and size of facilities, the organization must reconcile the following decision factors with both the market and resource factors. Economies of scale, transportation costs, customer service, sales volume, changes of location. Organizations change locations for market or supply-related reasons. Timing and scale of capacity changes, validating that the current manufacturing environment, process type, and layout are the most appropriate to use. Organizations put a lot of thought and effort into the way their facilities are sized and laid out. Plant layout and equipment positioning are crucial to maximizing productivity and reducing costs in manufacturing operations. Managers put different facility design philosophies into practice to reduce waste, increase output, and decrease the time and effort required for each work task. It is important that personnel at the operations execution and control levels keep evaluating the validity of these choices and provide feedback when the capability they enable is suboptimal. While the prior capacity steps, resource planning, rough cut capacity planning, and/or capacity requirements planning, should have already identified the potential need to make these changes, PAC's confirmation of the impending need helps to validate the planning process and ensure that issues are addressed in a timely manner. Operational stability. PAC tasks are cyclical in nature. PAC involves the execution of work authorized by the release of the shop order to the shop plus other documents. As the work flows through the cycle, the organization is constantly checking and rechecking to make sure that each process is being optimized. But an important consideration is to define what is meant by optimal. In addition to having acceptable throughput, a key measure of an optimum system is that it creates stability. The dynamic nature of the process and its impact on scheduling can create system nervousness if the emphasis is placed too much on throughput and not enough on stability. It is important for the shop floor to trust the schedule they are provided, so it may be best to avoid changes that provide only a marginal improvement to throughput.